This is Unit 3 of Pimsleur's Croatian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Da li razumijete hrvatski?
Da, malo. Ne tako dobro.
Da li ste vi Amerikanac?
Da.
Ali razumijete hrvatski vrlo dobro.
In the last sentence, you heard the woman say,
Ali,
which means but. Listen again.
Dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Da li razumijete hrvatski?
Da, malo. Ne tako dobro.
Da li ste vi Amerikanac?
Da.
Ali razumijete hrvatski vrlo dobro.
What's the name of the Croatian language?
Hrvatski. Hrvatski.
Say, I understand Croatian.
Razumijem hrvatski. Razumijem hrvatski.
Say, a little.
Malo.
Say, I understand a little.
Malo razumijem.
Now say, I understand Croatian a little.
Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Suppose someone said something to you in Croatian and you didn't understand what was being said. How would you tell the person that you don't understand?
Ne razumijem.
Do you remember how to say very well?
Vrlo dobro. Vrlo. Vrlo dobro.
Say, you understand very well.
Razumijete vrlo dobro.
And how do you say English?
Engleski. Engleski.
Say, I don't understand English.
Ne razumijem engleski.
You might add, excuse me.
Oprostite. Oprostite.
Ask the man if he understands Croatian.
Da li razumijete hrvatski?
What Croatian word means no or not?
Ne. Ne.
Now say, not so well.
Ne tako dobro. Tako. Ne tako dobro.
Tell him he understands very well.
Razumijete vrlo dobro.
How does he thank you?
Hvala. Hvala.
Do you remember how to greet someone in Croatian? Say, good day.
Dobar dan.
And how do you say goodbye?
Doviđenja. Doviđenja.
Ask me again if I understand.
Da li razumijete?
Answer, not so well.
Ne tako dobro.
Tell me that you don't understand Croatian.
Ne razumijem hrvatski.
Ask me if I understand Croatian.
Da li razumijete hrvatski?
Yes, I understand Croatian a little.
Da, malo razumijem hrvatski.
Now ask me if I'm American.
Da li ste vi Amerikanac?
That is how you'd ask a man if he's American. Now listen to how you'd ask a woman the same question.
Da li ste vi Amerikanka?
Listen and repeat the feminine form of the word American.
Amerikanka. Kanka. Kanka. Amerikanka.
Listen and repeat the masculine and feminine endings.
Kanac, kanka. Kanac, kanka. Kanac, kanka.
Say American, referring to a man.
Amerikanac.
Now referring to a woman.
Amerikanka. Amerikanka.
Say, you are.
Vi ste. Vi ste.
Ask the woman if she is American.
Da li ste vi Amerikanka?
Now ask the man the same question.
Da li ste vi Amerikanac?
He answers, yes, I am American. Just listen.
Da, ja sam Amerikanac.
First the word I alone. Listen and repeat.
Ja. Ja. Ja.
I am. Listen and repeat.
Ja sam. 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 Ja. Ja sam.
Say again. I am.
Ja sam.
And how do you say, I understand?
Razumijem.
The I was understood in that case. Now say again, I am.
Ja sam. Ja.
How does he say, yes, I am American?
Da. Ja sam Amerikanac.
How would a woman say the same thing?
Da, ja sam Amerikanka. Ja sam Amerikanka.
Here's how a man would say, I am Croatian. Listen and repeat.
Ja sam Hrvat. Vat. Hr. Hr. Hrvat. Ja sam Hrvat.
How does a man say that he is Croatian?
Ja sam Hrvat.
Here's how a woman would say, I am Croatian. Listen and repeat.
Ja sam Hrvatica. Ca. Ca. Vatica. Hr. Hrvatica.
Say as a woman would, I'm Croatian.
Ja sam Hrvatica. Hrvatica.
Do you remember how she would say, I am American?
Ja sam Amerikanka. Amerikanka.
The
ca
and
ka
endings of those words indicate that they refer to a woman. Say together the feminine words for Croatian and American.
Hrvatica, Amerikanka.
What's the word for Croatian that refers to a man?
Hrvat.
Now ask a man if he's Croatian.
Da li ste vi Hrvat?
How would he answer? I am American.
Ja sam Amerikanac.
Ask the woman if she's Croatian.
Da li ste vi Hrvatica?
Listen and repeat to practice the pronunciation.
Da li ste vi Hrvatica?
How would she answer? I am American.
Ja sam Amerikanka.
She says, I am not Croatian. Listen and repeat.
Ja nisam Hrvatica. Ni. Ni. Nisam. Ja nisam.
Say again, I am not.
Ja nisam. Ja nisam.
Listen and repeat together. I don't understand, and I am not.
Ne razumijem. Ja nisam. Ne, ni. Ne razumijem. Ja nisam.
Say, I am not Croatian. If you're a man, you'll say it one way. And if you're a woman, you'll say it another.
Ja nisam Hrvat.
Ja nisam Hrvatica.
Suppose you wanted to ask, and you? Listen and repeat.
A vi? A? A? A vi?
What is the word for and?
A. A.
Now say, I'm American, and you?
Ja sam Amerikanac, a vi?
Ja sam Amerikanka, a vi?
Say to the woman, you are American.
Vi ste Amerikanka.
And to the man.
Vi ste Amerikanac.
How would he say, I am not Croatian?
Ja nisam Hrvat. Nisam.
Try to say to the woman, you are not American.
Vi niste Amerikanka. Niste.
And now to the man.
Vi niste Amerikanac.
Ask, and you?
A vi? A vi?
Say, I'm not Croatian.
Ja nisam Hrvatica.
Ja nisam Hrvat.
But I understand Croatian. Listen and repeat the word, but.
Ali. Li. Li. Ali.
Say, but.
Ali.
Say, but I understand.
Ali razumijem.
Say, but I understand Croatian.
Ali razumijem hrvatski.
Ask again. And you?
A vi? A vi?
I understand Croatian a little.
Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Say, not so well.
Ne tako dobro.
Tell him, you are not Croatian.
Vi niste Hrvat. Niste. Vi niste Hrvat.
Now say, but you understand very well.
Ali razumijete vrlo dobro.
Say, thank you.
Hvala. Hvala.
Ask, and you?
A vi?
Ask her, are you Croatian?
Da li ste vi Hrvatica?
Ask a man the same question.
Da li ste vi Hrvat?
He answers, no, I am American.
Ne, ja sam Amerikanac.
Do you understand Croatian?
Da li razumijete hrvatski?
Yes, a little.
Da, malo.
Say, I understand Croatian a little.
Malo razumijem hrvatski.
Not so well.
Ne tako dobro.
Do you remember how to say, excuse me?
Oprostite. Oprostite.
Say, good day.
Dobar dan.
And now say, goodbye.
Doviđenja. Doviđenja.
Say, you are.
Vi ste. Vi ste.
Say, I am.
Ja sam.
Say, I am not.
Ja nisam.
Say, I don't understand.
Ne razumijem.
And now say, no.
Ne.
Say, I don't understand Croatian.
Ne razumijem hrvatski.
Say, not so well.
Ne tako dobro.
How does she tell him that he understands very well?
Razumijete vrlo dobro. Vrlo dobro.
Say, I'm not American.
Ja nisam Amerikanac.
Ja nisam Amerikanka.
Say, you don't understand English.
Ne razumijete engleski.
Say to the woman, you're not American.
Vi niste Amerikanka.
Say to the man, you are not Croatian.
Vi niste Hrvat.
Now say, I'm American, and you?
Ja sam Amerikanac, a vi?
Ja sam Amerikanka, a vi?
Ask the man if he's Croatian.
Da li ste vi Hrvat?
How would you ask a woman the same question?
Da li ste vi Hrvatica?
She says, I'm Croatian, and you?
Ja sam Hrvatica, a vi?
Tell her that you're American.
Ja sam Amerikanac.
I understand Croatian.
Razumijem hrvatski.
Now say, but not so well.
Ali ne tako dobro. Ali. Ali ne tako dobro.
Imagine that you're out walking and you see a woman who works in the market near your hotel. How would you greet her?
Dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Ask her if she understands English.
Da li razumijete engleski?
How does she tell you that she doesn't?
Ne razumijem engleski.
Now she's going to ask you a question, which you are to answer.
Oprostite, da li ste vi Amerikanac?
Da, ja sam Amerikanac.
Tell her that you're not Croatian.
Ja nisam Hrvat. Ja nisam Hrvat.
And now say, but I understand Croatian.
Ali razumijem hrvatski.
You'd better add a little.
Malo.
Maybe you'd better say, not so well.
Ne tako dobro.
Listen to her reaction and respond to it.
Razumijete hrvatski vrlo dobro.
Hvala. Hvala.
Now she'll say something to you. If you don't understand, tell her so.
Za Amerikanca vi govorite vrlo dobro.
Oprostite, ne razumijem. Oprostite, ne razumijem.
At this moment, she sees a friend and goes to meet him, saying goodbye as she goes. Respond to her.
Doviđenja.
Doviđenja.
This unit of Croatian 1 contains reading practice. If you are doing the readings now, take your reading booklet and open it to the page containing the words for Unit 3. Do you remember how to emphasize two-syllable Croatian words? Read number 1.
Dama. Dama.
Try to read number 2.
Kino.
Notice the sound of the Croatian I. Read number 3.
Pismo. Pismo.
4.
Isto.
5.
Vino.
6.
Volim ovo vino.
Try to read number 7.
Luka. Luka.
Did you hear the sound of the Croatian letter U? Read number 8.
Nula.
9.
Lula.
10.
Ruka.
That was a two-syllable word. Now listen and repeat number 11.
Kravata. Kravata.
Did you hear the stress in that word? Read it again.
Kravata.
There is no general rule for stress in Croatian words longer than two syllables, but this is a common pattern. Try to read number 12.
Odgovarati. Odgovarati.
Try to read number 13.
Livada u dolini. Livada u dolini.
This is the end of Unit 3.